You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with PJ Tyee, founder of Uscreen, that was founded in 2015 after seeing a need for a simple yet powerful solution to help you sell videos online. Looking forward to hearing all about this, and PJ, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here as well.
It certainly is good to have you, and looking forward to hearing all about Uscreen. So for starters, how are businesses leveraging video on demand to add a new line of revenue to their businesses?
Absolutely, yes. So businesses are actually leveraging Uscreen to monetize videos. They're selling them as subscriptions. They're launching subscription channels and doing extremely well monetizing videos, and that can be fitness content, educational content. It can even be entertainment content, like launching your own Netflix. Our customers do really well and have actually generated, just in 2017, a little over 500 customers have generated around $5 million in subscription revenue. So pretty cool numbers here, and they're doing extremely well. We are happy to be the platform that enables them to make so much money monetizing videos.
That certainly sounds outstanding and impressive as well. What type of content is primarily sold using Uscreen?
Okay, so about 60% is educational content. Now, that includes fitness, right? It includes even dance tutorials. And then a good 30% or so is entertainment, like indie films, movies, and stuff like that. But I would say it's primarily educational content, even if it's fun educational content, dancing, kids, anything like that. You name it, goes on our network.
And for all those self-starters out there tuning in that may be concerned, is the platform easy to set up for even the self-starter?
Absolutely. Did you know that 80% of our customers are startups? They're brand new in their venture. And about 90% of our customers are very small names that are just beginning. No one knows who they are. Now, we do have Zumba. We have Wonderlust. We even have Toys R Us. So we have some enterprise customers. But primarily, they're very small names, and they're all self-startup, easy-to-use software. We give a lot of tutorials and have really good support.
And that certainly is awesome news right there. Today, we're joined by PJ Tyee, founder of Uscreen, that was founded in 2015 after seeing a need for a simple yet powerful solution to help you sell videos online. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, PJ, subscriptions seem like the primary way your customers are making money. Why is that so?
Yeah, it definitely is the primary way, and it was a surprise to us as well, because the majority, almost all of them, are doing subscriptions and doing really well. A lot of customers come to us, and they don't want to initially do subscriptions. They want to do fixed price, but they end up selling subscriptions and doing really well. And the reason for that is, it's easy to consume content on subscription. It has a low barrier to entry, right? It's very appealing. You pay a small fee, and you gain access to a lot of content. And it's very easy to set up. It's consumable, digestible content. And guess what? Spotify, Hulu, HBO Go, HBO Now, Netflix, obviously, are all Sling TV are all, you know, subscription channels. So it's we're not reinventing the wheel here. There's a reason why they do it, and they're so successful, and it's very straightforward. Think about it. Your customer just needs to hit subscribe once, and then the services are catered to you very easily, even if you don't watch them for a long time. We have a lot of subscribers that stay on for our customers, even if they're not consuming content. So it's very much like a gym membership.
Also, PJ, how do your customers leverage the OTT branded apps?
Yeah, so the OTT apps, the native apps, are awesome. I really love the way we deliver apps. It's been a challenge because as a platform, we have to maintain multiple different platforms like Apple TV, Roku, iOS, Android, and so forth. We're always launching new apps. But we got it down to a science and figured it out this year. Before that, it was really a struggle for us. But the app allows a very small business or an individual to have their own app in their own name with their own colors and their own content and their own look and feel in the app store. So how cool is that? You're a small brand and you get your own app in Apple TV and Roku. It goes a long way. Customers love it. It's very profitable. It's a huge upsell. It even includes in-app purchases. On average, our customers are, you know, increasing sales by 20-30% just by launching apps. It really does increase your exposure to your audience on different devices.
PJ, it certainly has been interesting to hear about Uscreen and how your platform is helping people sell videos online. Really impressive, and thanks for joining us here today. In conclusion, love to get your feedback on this. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs who tune in from all over the world here, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
Absolutely. Yeah, what I would say is don't wait for the perfect idea. If you come upon something, jump in and you'll figure it out as you go. You got to work really hard. It's not going to be easy. Business is like a puzzle, but there's a lot of opportunity out there. And software as a service is really the way to go. There's obviously different ways to do business. No matter what you're doing, you got to work hard, and it will pay off. It definitely takes time. It's a step-by-step approach, but have faith and work hard, and things shall move forward.
Super advice, and thanks so much for sharing per your expertise, and most helpful. PJ, where can listeners get all the details on Uscreen?
You can check out www.uscreen.tv. That's the letter U and then screen, like your computer screen.tv. Check us out, and we look forward to serving you. We have three plans: our startup plan at $99, our pro plan at $199, and our luxury plan at $499 a month. Gets you all set up, includes the complete hosting, and gives you everything you need to launch your own subscription video service.
Well, PJ, quite impressive. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And the pleasure certainly been ours. We've been speaking with PJ Tyee, founder of Uscreen, that was founded in 2015 after seeing a need for a simple yet powerful solution to help you sell videos online. And for all the details, visit uscreen.tv. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.